The Mirror Cracked, A Miss Marple Mystery, by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Rosemary Leach.
Out flew the web and floated wide. The mirror cracked from side to side. "The curse is come upon me," cried the Lady of Shalott. Alfred Tennyson. Chapter 1. Miss Jane Marple was sitting by her window. The window looked over her garden, once a source of pride to her. That was no longer so. Nowadays she looked out of the window and winced. Active gardening had been forbidden her for some time now. No stooping, no digging, no planting, at most a little light pruning. Old Laycock, who came 3 times a week, did his best, no doubt, but his best, such as it was, which was not much, was only the best according to his lights, and not according to those of his employer. Miss Marple knew exactly what she wanted done, and when she wanted it done, and instructed him duly. Old Laycock then displayed his particular genius, which was that of enthusiastic agreement and subsequent lack of performance. "That's right, missus. We'll have them Meccasopis there, and the Canterburys along the wall, and as you say, it ought to be got on with first thing next week." Laycock's excuses were always reasonable, and strongly resembled those of Captain George's in Three Men in a Boat for avoiding going to sea. In the captain's case, the wind was always wrong, either blowing offshore or inshore, or coming from the unreliable west, or the even more treacherous east. Laycock's was the weather.